From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Asian leaders have reached a consensus on handling the political crisis in Myanmar following a military coup against the country's democratically elected government in February this year. The Asian chairperson, in a statement issued at the end of the Asian leaders' meeting in Jakarta on Saturday, said that the five-point consensus calls for an immediate halt to violence in Myanmar and for all parties to exercise self-restraint. Besides a constructive dialogue among all interested parties to find a peaceful solution in the interest of the Myanmar people. As reported by Antara, it also seeks the creation of an Asian Special Envoy to facilitate mediation and dialogue with the help of the Asian Secretariat General, acceptance of Asian humanitarian assistance through the AHA Center, and a visit by the Special Envoy and a delegation to Myanmar to meet with all parties involved in the crisis. After the Asian leaders' meeting on Saturday, President Joko Widodo held a bilateral meeting with the Prime Minister of Cambodia, Hun Sen, at the Multipurpose Room, Asian Secretariat Building, Jakarta. The Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Retno Marsudi, who gave a statement related to the bilateral meeting, said that the two leaders exchanged ideas about increasing bilateral cooperation between the two countries. There were four issues raised by President Joko Widodo at the meeting. Among them, the first is health cooperation. The President emphasized the importance of multilateral vaccine support for equal access to vaccine for all countries. The President also invited Cambodia to strengthen cooperation in the fields of pharmaceuticals, medicines, and medical equipment. Meanwhile, the second issue is economic cooperation for economic recovery. President Joko Widodo has encouraged an increase in the volume of trade between the two countries, among others, with a direct delivery route between the two countries in which the Indonesian port Pelindo II is already exploring the plan. The Ministry of Industry continues to improve the optimization of the domestic component level, or TKDN, for each national industrial products in order to spur competitiveness and support productivity for component makers. The head of the Industry Service Policy and Standardization Agency for the Ministry of Industry, Dodi Rahadi, said in Jakarta on Saturday that this technology optimization step is in line with the Ministry of Industry's policy to increase the TKDN value to 50% by 2024, as stated in the 2020-2024 National Medium-Term Development Plan. He emphasized that all work units under his guidance are ready to serve the domestic industry to fulfill the TKDN optimization of their products, both through optimization of process engineering technology and raw material engineering. Let's move on to the international news. At least 8 workers were killed and hundreds were rescued after an avalanche struck a remote Himalayan region near the China border in northern India on Saturday. 6 people were in critical condition in hospital after authorities used helicopters to retrieve trapped workers in Kamoli district of Uttarakhand state. The avalanche is believed to have been triggered by glaciers collapse in the Himalayas late Friday. The officers said more than 385 workers had been moved to safety. A first case of the coronavirus variants contributing to the exploding COVID-19 outbreak in India has been detected in Switzerland. This was said by Switzerland's Federal Office of Public Health, BAG, in a tweet on Saturday. The virus variant was found in passengers who was transiting through an airport. Spokesperson Daniel Dowalder told AFP in an email that the positive sample was collected in March in the northern canton of Solothurn and that the transit passengers had arrived from European country. India's healthcare system is meanwhile buckling under a new wave of infection, blamed in part of the new double mutant variant known as B1617. Brazil marked a great milestone on Saturday as April became the deadliest month yet in the country's COVID-19 epidemic. The South American giant recorded 67,977 deaths so far in April. Just in the past 24 hours, Brazil recorded 3,076 deaths with a 7-day average of 2,545 deaths per day. Meanwhile, 71,137 new infections were also registered on Saturday, with a daily average of more than 60,000 new cases in the last 2 weeks. Saudi Arabia could save over $200 billion over the next decade by replacing liquid fuel used for domestic consumption with gas and renewable energy sources, the finance minister said, as the kingdom seeks to cut costs to fund investment. The world's top oil exporter has embarked on an ambitious reform program in recent years to modernize its economy, create jobs, and reduce its dependence on oil revenue. Saudi Arabia this month signed power purchase agreement with 7 new solar projects, parts of plans to optimize the energy mix use for electricity production. Listener, that was the news. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif visited Indonesia on Monday, April 19, and was received by Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi. This visit is referred to by Iran as Ramadan diplomacy. During the meeting, they discussed various development in bilateral cooperation in the fields of health, economy, research and technology, especially regarding efforts to deal with pandemics and accelerate post-pandemic economic recovery. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif praised Indonesia's stance in maintaining the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA, and implementing United Nations Security Council Resolution 2020-31. At a meeting of the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, in Austria in early March, Indonesia asked the United States to return to the negotiating table to resolve the Iran nuclear issues in accordance with the commitment contained in the JCPOA and asked the U.S. and Iran to cooperate with the IAEA. As quoted from a written statement from the Indonesian Embassy in Vienna, during the meeting, Indonesian Permanent Representative to Austria and the United Nations, Darmansyah Jumala, expressed concern over the U.S. withdrawal from the JCPOA and the reimposition of unilateral sanctions on Iran. However, Indonesia also welcomed the positive signal from the U.S. government to re-engage through multilateral forums on these issues. In a meeting with Minister Zarif, Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi appreciated the growing trend of friendship between the two countries, especially in the economic sector. She expressed hope that the two countries can facilitate business relations through the Iran-Indonesia Joint Business Commission as well as the agreement that are currently being negotiated. The two foreign ministers also exchanged views on the latest development in the Afghan peace process and support for international law. Expressing joy at the increasing level of trade relations between the two countries, Zarif highlighted the need to accelerate the completion of preferential trade agreement between the two countries. He also expressed the Iranian side's readiness to continue negotiations in this matter. Indonesia and Iran commemorate 70 years of diplomatic relations in 2020. In the same year, the total trade between the two countries increased by 52%, reaching $215 million compared to the trade value in 2019. Let's start today in history with April 25, 1971, when demonstrations against the Vietnam War occurred. Massive demonstration against the Vietnam War took place in Washington, USA on April 25, 1971, attended by around 200,000 people. It was one of the major reactions shown by the U.S. people to the war policies adopted by their government in Vietnam. In the Vietnam War that began in 1964, the U.S. sent 500,000 of its troops and tens of thousands of them were killed or injured. Increasing protests and pressures from within the country, as well as the successive defeats experienced by U.S. troops in Vietnam, finally forced the U.S. to withdraw its troops from Vietnam in 1975. Let's move on to April 25, 2001, the Abuja Declarations Accord, which was later designated as the World Malaria Day. Every April 25, the whole world observes Malaria Day. The designation was ratified on May 23, 2007 in Geneva, Switzerland, which was attended by 192 member countries of WHO. World Malaria Day coincides with the Abuja Declaration, which occurred on April 25, 2001, by malaria endemic countries. The Abuja Declaration is an agreement between several countries in Africa to allocate a state budget at least 15% to improve the health of their citizens. In addition, 0.7% of the state budget was donated to help other countries in Africa in need. I'll end today in history with April 25, 2015, when Nepal earthquake occurred. An earthquake measuring 7.8 magnitude occurred on April 25, 2015, with an epicenter about 29 kilometers from the east-southeast of Lamjung, Nepal. It was the most powerful earthquake to rock Nepal since the Nepal-Bihar earthquake in 1934. At least almost 9,000 people are known to have died as a result of the earthquake, which reportedly rocked Nepal and parts of North India, China, and Bangladesh. Century-old buildings were destroyed at the UNESCO World Heritage Sites in the Kathmandu Valley, including several of the Kathmandu Durbar Square and the Dharahara Tower in Kathmandu.
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni. 你的口罩, 保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des Covid-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, whatever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Kalapabas in Pakistan. Hello, Mr. Kalapabas. Thank you for your wishing. We wish you the same prayer. Ramadan Karim to your family and friends. Keep listening and stay healthy. Special for you, here is a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
You're the one for me.
You're the one for me. You're the one for me.
tune to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Ministry of Youth and Sports will immediately hold a coordination meeting to follow up on the issuance of a presidential decree on Indonesia's nominating committee to host the 2032 Olympics. Secretary of the Ministry of Youth and Sports, Gatot S. Dewabroto, said the initial coordination meeting will be held with the Indonesian Olympic Committee, KOI, as the executive chairman of the nominating committee. As quoted from Antara on Wednesday, Gatot S. Dewabroto hopes that the meeting will be held soon as possible, and it depends on the team leader. Previously, President Joko Widodo issued a presidential decree number 9 of 2021 concerning the establishment of the Indonesia's Bid Committee 2032 Olympic Games on April 13. It is chaired by the Vice President and assisted by the Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture as Deputy Chairman. Meanwhile, the Minister of Youth and Sport is the person in charge, while the Chief Executive is led by the Chairman of the KOI. Currently, coordination with KOI and teams from several ministries or agencies is being carried out to formulate a strategic plan or roadmap for the preparation of Indonesia's candidacy to host the 2032 Olympics, including conducting promotions and compiling bid proposals. Indeed, Indonesia has the opportunity to become the first Southeast Asian country to host the Olympic. In order to smooth these steps, the Indonesian Olympic Committee has also conducted a pre-bid process to the International Olympic Committee, IOC. On February 3rd, KOI presented Jakarta's eligibility as a candidate to host the 2032 Olympics to the IOC Future Host Commission, which is responsible for hosting the Olympics. According to the chairman of the KOI, Raja Sabta Oktohari, Indonesia is currently in a status of continuous dialogue, which means that further talks will be held between IOC and Indonesia towards the bid to host the 2032 Olympics.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply an email from our listener, Moad Belgrade in Morocco. Hello, Mr. Moad Belgrade. Thank you for your wishing. We wish you the same prayer. Ramadan Karim to your family and friends. Keep listening and stay healthy. As appreciation, here is a beautiful song. Happy listening.
There will always be you.
Broadcast Office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Today's Indonesian Wonder on Ramadan edition will introduce the unique tradition of waking people up to eat the pre-dawn meal in the fasting month of Ramadan by Gorontalo residents. As a predominantly Muslim area, the people of Gorontalo, especially those in Talumolo sub-district, Kota Timur sub-district, Gorontalo City, carried out various activities before and during the month of Ramadan when Muslims must fast from dawn to sunset. One of them is the tradition of waking people up for sahur or the pre-dawn meal, which is called koko o sahur. In the Gorontalo language, the word koko o sahur means tapping or knocking up for sahur. People would walk around while hitting some kinds of alarm made of bamboo called kentongan. This procession is followed by residents, consisting of children to the elderly, who come from various parts across the city of Gorontalo. This activity has become a tradition passed down from generation to generation. Initially, koko o sahur was done in a traditional way. The tools used to wake up people for the sahur were kitchen utensils such as pots, pans, and others. But as time goes by, residents are now starting to use kentongan, a sound system that plays religious songs and drum bands. In addition to waking up people for sahur, this activity also aims to build togetherness and friendship among residents. Koko'o activities are carried out for 30 days in the month of Ramadan between 2 p.m. to 3 a.m. local time before dawn or imsak time. After doing koko'o, the residents return to their respective homes to eat sahur or pre-dawn meal. This year, in the midst of pandemic, this activity is still carried out, but of course, in accordance with health protocols.
Now we'll reply an email from Charles Harlich. Hello, Mr. Charles Harlich. Thank you for your email. You can listen to Voice of Indonesia through streaming voinews.id or by downloading the application RRI Play Go. You can also listen to us at the frequency 3325 kHz. Thank you and have a great day. As our appreciation, here is a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Sesal selalu datang terlambat. Seringkali aku terbawa suasana. Pertunjukan sifat seorang manusia. Andai waktu bisa terulang, ku kan mencoba. Sedikitnya tersadar sebelum ku melihatku. Serahkan semua padanya, jemari menutup telinga. Wajah berwarna merah, kau tak bisa ku percaya. Masalah selalu datang. Pertama, andai waktu bisa terulang, ku kan mencoba berpikir.
Sebelumnya
berharap
sedikitnya
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From
listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
The United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization UNESCO recognized the 17 tourist attractions in Belitung Island, Bangka Belitung Island Province as the World Geopark Area. Recognition was given because the area has geological, biological, and cultural uniqueness. The governor of Bangka Belitung Island, Erzaldi Rosman Johan, said Monday that the result of the UNESCO Global Geopark or UGG Council session stated that 17 geosites in the Belitung Geopark had passed as new members of the UGG. Governor Erzaldi said the tourist attraction on Belitung Island declared to have passed as new members of the UGG include Juru Sebrang, Terong Tourism Village, Kuali Granite Mangrove Forest, Pramun Hill Granite Forest, Tanjung Kelayang Trias Granite, Batu Bedil Trias Granite Rock, Lumut Hill, and Pulas Granite Rock. According to him, the unique geology of Belitung Island is an ecosystem for various flora and fauna, some of which are only found on Belitung Island. The portrait of the uniqueness of its geological resources has a world tourist attraction. In addition, Belitung Island itself contains historical values for the social and economic civilization of its people. In the Belitung Island area, there are four potential high-value geological heritage, namely the geomorphology of granite rocks in Belitung Island waters, ancient volcanic relics under the sea, lava bantal Siantu, the largest tin mineral discovery in Southeast Asia in the Kelapa Kampit Formation, and meteorite rocks, protected satam, are scattered in the alluvial Quaternary Zone. He hopes that the community will take advantage of this UNESCO recognition and prepare themselves for the creative economy because there will be an increase in tourist visit to Bangka Belitung.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
From Indonesia. is out there, and I know that I should be there. Yeah, I know, I know. Stuck in the projection of a virtual affection. Yeah, I know, I know.
You could say I'm dragging, but I show I'm just a poser with no flow. I'm just a loser, but I grow. Know that I hear ya, so shut up and go. Cause I don't mind.
No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. Ooh, no, I don't. No, I don't mind.
I don't mind.
No,
be talking about my life, but I keep walking. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
I know.
Still stuck in the projection of a virtual affection. Yeah, I know. I know. You could say I'm bragging, put on a show.
You could say I'm bragging, put on a show.
I'm just a poser with no flow.
I'm just a poser.
I'm just a loser, but I'll grow. So shut up and go.
Cause I don't mind.
No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. Mm-mm. No, I don't. No, I don't mind.
I don't mind. No, I don't.
No, I don't mind.
I don't mind.
No, I don't mind.
Cause I don't mind.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today I will present you a religious song. Ramadan is a special moment for some musicians to release religious songs. This is also what the Armada band does. This Ramadan 2021, Armada released a single entitled Hidup di Jalannya. The ballad nuance song was created by the guitarist Andika Mahendra Yuda, or well known as Mai, and the vocalist Sandi Rizal Adi Pradana, or Rizal. Hidup di Jalannya tells of a person's awareness of returning to the right path. Well, listener, here is Armada with the song Hidup di Jalannya.
Kita hidup di dunia hanya untuk sementara. Ampunlah kepadanya, janganlah ditunda-tunda. Apa yang engkau cari di dalam hidupmu? kebaikan. Lupakanlah yang lalu, saatnya untukmu untuk kembali hidup di jalannya.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Dan berharap engkau kan jadi milikku, walau banyak yang bilang kau tak pantas untukku. Sayangku mohon jangan tolak cintaku, jiwa ragaku ini hanya untukmu. Aku rela berkorban demi cintamu itu. kata apa. Manusia tiada yang sempurna. Ku terima kau apa adanya. Yang penting aku bahagia. Jiwa ragaku ini hanya untukmu. Aku rela berkorban demi cintamu itu. Biarlah orang berkata apa. Manusia tiada yang sempurna.
Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Wash je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the
Thank you.
it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.